I'd like to welcome everyone here this morning, despite the heavy rain this early morning, you were able to come. I believe that God has something for you, and no devil can stop it. How faithful and how merciful God is to us, those heavy, heavy download of word, that service summary that we just watched, I would like everyone who was not there, even if you were there, to pick up the message, the messages, go through them, internalize them. Once God has spoken, the Bible said, twice have I heard that power belongs unto God. And I believe that He will do us well in Jesus' name. Right, I'll go on. I'll proceed beyond now because of time. Maybe towards the end we can look at this. Praise and the royal priesthood. Praise and the royal priesthood. Part 1. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. This is actually a charge unto praise. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. To show forth the praises. Our objective this morning is to understand the value of praise in the royal priesthood. Understanding the value of praise in the royal priesthood, or to the royal priesthood. It is important to note that it takes our praise to bring us into the royal priesthood, and it takes our praise to keep us there. It takes our praise to bring us into the royal priesthood, and it takes our praise to keep us there. I happen to know that both coronation ceremonies and enthronement ceremonies, installation ceremonies, flow with a lot of music. That is even in the secular. I also happen to know that palaces are sustained with songs. If there is anyone who has ever been to the local traditional palaces, I grew up seeing the big drummers and the flutist play permanently. Maybe that gave me that internalized, that flute thing. Look at flute in the chief's palace. That happened to me, my father, then. So it is surrounded. As it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. The Bible says concerning Solomon that he surrounded himself with all manner of instruments. All manner of instruments. Now look at that again. 1 Peter 2 and in verse 9. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth, not that you may, that it is compulsory for you to show forth the praises of him. That you should show forth the praises of him. You should, you must show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and in verse 8, Solomon speaking said, I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I got me men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So if royalty is your desire, music, worship, praise is non-negotiable. And even in the priesthood, we'll look at that later on. And so, very, very quickly, what is the value of music, or rather, of worship, of praise to the royal priesthood? What is the value? I'm going to take three of these values as it strictly pertains to royalty, and I'll take the other three as it strictly pertains to priesthood. The first three will be its value and royalty, and the second one will be to the priesthood, royal priesthood. Number one, praise takes God's people to the high places of life. Praise. It takes God's people to the high places of life directly. In Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 18 and 19, if you start from, verse 18 and 19, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. When I rejoice in the Lord, when I joy in the God of my salvation, the Lord God then is my strength. He will then make my feet like hinds' feet, so that he will make me to walk upon my high places. Don't forget this. Praise is your power to be raised. Be raised. That P there represents power. Power to be raised. If you are not planning to be grounded, you must release his praise. If you are not planning for your life to be quarantined to the ground level, you must be a confirmed praiser and worshiper. It is the power to be raised. Another name for a valley is depression. Depression is the opposite of the mountain. You have a depression and then you have an elevation. Am I communicating? So depression only keeps you in the valley. Celebration gives you elevation. There's no two ways about it. Depression keeps you in the valley. Celebration gives you elevation. Consciously or unconsciously, if music starts playing and it has a beat inside. One day we are at the Lagos airport and music was playing, and I was just shaking my shoulder and just moving my leg, and I said, wait a minute, which music is this? Is it a Christian song going? I had to adjust my life to be sure that I'm not dancing to unbeliever music. But that is why we need a lot of Christian music that have the beat to dance. So that we can dance to the right songs. And you will get a lot of that from this place very, very soon. Many of it are already around. Am I communicating at all? If the devil wants to keep you in the pit, he steals your joy. If the devil wants to keep you in the valley, he steals your joy. He steals your praise. Listen, beloved brothers and sisters, anything you need to do to ensure that the flow of your praise is on, the flow of your joy is on, do it. It's clear, it's confirmed also that it was praise that took David to the palace. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 17. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person. And the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse, and he said unto him, send me David your son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass, laden with bread, a bottle of wine, and a kid, and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul, and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Hear this. The door of the palace bows to the key of praise. The door of the palace bows to the key of praise. There is a palace, a place for you in the palace, but it is not accessible without the key of praise. Without the key of praise, the door of the palace bows to the key of praise. You don't want to lose your place in the palace. Don't let any devil take your joy. That is one. Number two, so praise takes God's people to the high places of life. Number two, praise triggers potentials release. It triggers potentials release in the life of God's people. It triggers potentials release. In Numbers chapter 21 and in verse 17, the Bible said, spring up, O well. Sing ye to it. Then Israel sang this song, spring up, O well. Sing ye to it. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This is speak of the Spirit. There is a well inside you. It's a well of potentials. It's a well of potentials. It's a well of potentials. That well bubbles out with praise. Spring up, O well. Sing ye to it. That well bubbles with praise. That was what happened to Saul. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, when he came to a climate. Now go to verse 5. He came to a climate of praise. Potentials inside him came out. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that you shall meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of God or the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them and shall be turned into another man. Somebody say aloud, amen. In the climate of praise, human potentials comes under the pressure of release. The climate of praise puts human potentials under the pressure of release. You will come to the garrison of the Philistines. You will see people with the tabret and the harp, instruments of music. They shall prophesy, and the Spirit of God will come upon you. Why will he prophesy? Was it just because he met the company of prophets? No. He will prophesy because in that company of prophets, there was worship. There was praise. There was worship. And that worship put the prophetic potential inside him under the pressure of release. Can somebody say a loud amen? Can somebody say a loud amen? Can somebody say a louder amen? Can somebody say the loudest amen? So praise releases your potentials, and your potentials take you to the palace. Potentials make you a sought after. Your potential is vehicle to the palace. A man's gift maketh room for him. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 16. And bringeth him to the palace. He brings him before great men. A man's gift maketh room for him. And bringeth him before great men. Witches and wizards notwithstanding, ancestral curses notwithstanding, the gift that is in you is put under pressure by your praise. And by the time your gifts are out, kings will look for you. Princes will look for you. Royalties will look for you. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. What was it that took Joseph before Pharaoh? His gift. Am I communicating? His potential. Genesis chapter 41 from verse 12 all the way to verse 39. There was with us a young man, a Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard, and we told him and he interpreted to us our dreams. What took Joseph to the palace was the gift that he carried. What took David to the palace? We just read it. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 17. What took David all the way to verse 21? What took him to the palace was his potentials. I prophesy to somebody here, as you begin to praise, as you begin to worship God, genuinely and with authenticity, there are potentials in you that you are not aware of yet that will be coming out in this season. There are gifts and graces in you that you are not aware of yet that will be coming out in this season. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Can I say this to you? When you neglect your praise, you neglect your potential. And when you neglect your potential, you neglect your possibilities. When you neglect your praise, you neglect your potentials. And when you neglect your potentials, you eliminate your possibilities. Some of us people look at it and say, how many things can you do? Praise, worship brought them all out. Somebody say, are you the only one? Worship God genuinely and authentically. Praise Him authentically. You will even be shocked at yourself. Somebody say a loud amen. Anyone getting to the palace today, shout the loudest amen. And number three, praise is a magnet of favor for God's people. It's a magnet of favor. Praise clothes you with a climate that brings you favor. When you are a praiser,
a worshiper, there is a climate established around your life that becomes a climate of favor. Easy likability, extra-usual attractiveness. In those days in the university, I used to combine words like abnormal and unusual, and it became abusual. Opportunities. Favor. Acts chapter 2 verse 47. Praising God and having favor. Praising God and having favor. You cannot be praising God and be lacking favor. Let this be your key. Next time you want to go for an interview, dance very well. Celebrate very well. Praise very well. Next time you are about to confront a situation that is where favor is needed, praise Him, celebrate very, very well. Praising God and having favor. You can't be praising God and be lacking favor. Praising God and having favor. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. Is God speaking to anybody here? Say a loud amen. Praising God and having favor. And what will favor do for you? Favor is another key to the palace. Esther chapter 2 verse 15. The Bible said Esther obtained favor. When it was the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to going unto the king. She required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Esther obtained favor. That favor put the crown on her head in verse 16. She was taken into the king, Ahasuerus, into the house royal. Favor. 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 Praise brings favor. Favor brings the crown. How many of you know that apart from wisdom, favor was the second secret of Joseph before Pharaoh? Look at Acts chapter 7 verse 10. Speaking about Joseph, the Bible said, God delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. He gave him favor and wisdom. So your praise and your worship will bring your favor, and your favor will bring you before Pharaoh. Your favor will bring you the crown. Your favor will bring you honor. Your favor will take you to the palace. I am here anointed to announce to someone here, the last episode of rejection you have experienced in your life shall be the last forever. The last episode of rejection you have experienced in your life shall be the last forever. I announce a new season of favor, a new wave of favor, and that favor will give you your position. That favor will take you to your seat. Shout the loudest amen. We shall talk about three others in the next service. And if you are only just in this service, please pick up the message of the next service. And in that service, we shall look at how praise establishes his presence, which is a major weapon for priesthood. When we dealt with priesthood during the convention, we said one of the responsibilities of the priest is to carry the presence of God. We see how praise establishes his presence. We're going to look at that in the next service. And then we're going to see also how praise robes the priest with power.
Actually, both the priest and the king need power. And that is one of the things that our praise will do, that we'll look at in the next service. And then the 16 is that the praise gives us access to his voice, which is a capital necessity and requirement for the priest. And we'll look at that also in the next service. But in conclusion here, what are the keys to productive praise? The kind of praise that takes us to that palace. Number one is praise and worship in spirit and in truth. Praise and worship in spirit and in truth. That is, praise God genuinely. Praise God authentically. Be real. Be real. Be real. Don't be fake. John chapter 4, verse 23 and in verse 24, he said, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. From the heart and in genuineness. Let your praise be real. Let your service of God be authentic, be genuine. Let God know, let devils know, let people know that you are real, you are genuine, you are authentic. I was on the evangelism field the other day where people came, some came rushing to their knees. I pulled them up, placed my hand around them, was talking to them, carried somebody's child, blessing the person's child and praying for them. Praying for somebody who was afflicted on the knee and she was healed on the spot and started crying. And all of that. They showed that clip. And somebody sent me a message. He said, what I am seeing like this now is so real. It can't be faked. And he said, and the truth is, people know fake when they see it. Am I communicating? Worship in spirit and in authenticity, in reality. Let God know, let the devil know, let those who love you know and those who hate you know that what you are doing is real, is real, is authentic, is genuine. It's not fake. And number two, praise and worship with your life. There is a realm where you move from praise giving to praise living. Where you move from worship giving to worship living. You move from thanksgiving to thanks living. Where your life is practically a praise. That is your whole life. That is, people see you, listen. He said, these people have I found for myself. Psalm Isaiah 43:21. They shall show forth my praise. Not necessarily they shall sing my praise, they shall show it. They shall live it. When you see them, when you see their life, they didn't need to sing before you praise me because of them. They shall show forth. When you are a daughter of God in Zion, for example, and you move about on the road like a Jezebel, like a Delilah, what praise do you give to God with such a life? When you are among those sharing bribery money in the office, and they know you are a leader in church, what praise do you give to God with such a life? He didn't say they shall sing out my praise, they shall show it. That is, you see their life is praise. The way we used to sing in SU in those days, FCS, Jesus must be honored,
must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life.
When was the last time somebody was touched by your life? Not that you preached, not that you sang. Your life touched them. Your life pulled them to God. Your life drew them closer to God.
Let's begin to live our praise, not just sing our praise.
Let's begin to live our worship, not just sing our worship. Let's begin to live our thanks, not just give our thanks. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Stand up on your feet and give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Give Him the worship. Give Him the adoration. Give Him the worship. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. We worship you. We honor you. We honor you. Masha kokolagayadi adasta. Leperete seto feto kokozagadagalalashta. Jerose perifatasananosha. Lift your hands and lift your voice and begin to appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him this morning. Appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him this morning. Appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him this morning. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and lift your voice and pray after me this prayer and say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for your goodness and your mercies. I come before you today.
I come before you today.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To live for you.
To live for you.
To worship you.
To worship you.
In spirit.
In spirit.
And in truth.
And in truth.
I come before you.
I come before you.
To worship.
To worship.
With my life.
With my life.
To praise.
To praise.
With my life.
With my life.
Not just to sing it.
Not just to sing.
But to show it.
But to show it.
To live it.
To live it.
I receive that grace.
I receive that grace.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Go on ahead and just speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has heard and He has answered us. In a short while to come, I'm going to give an altar call where someone will be saying, Lord, I make my life available. I know I have not been living praise. I may have been singing, but I have not lived it. My life has not brought you praise. And I want to live for you. I'll give that altar call shortly. But before then, I want us to demonstrate our praise within the next 8 to 10 minutes for all that He did for us in this conference, for what He's doing for us now. Give Him the praise. You know, I told you that your praise is your way to the high places, is the power to be raised. And you are saying, Lord, I want to confirm that I am above only by giving the praise and stepping up. You are going to do that within the next 8 to 10 minutes. I am aware that there are people with testimonies who may not have shared it yet. Encounters from the conference of this week, from the commanding the day and so on. Our ministers will be in the middle there to take these testimonies. But I want you to do it and let God know you are grateful. And let the devil know that you are very, very grateful as well. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Help me walk to 7 people and tell them I want to praise my way to the high places. I want to praise my way to the high places. Celebration, celebration.
I will praise you in the morning, praise you in the noon, praise you in the night, praise you on the day. I will praise.
and dance your dance. You know the leg movement I'm doing now is different with what this my white guy is doing. Alright? It's different from what the other person is doing. And the variety is needed. Alright? Go!
Jesus. Hey. 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 Hey.
parents, children from this year, listen to me. Listen. In real life, ensure you make up your mind on time. One. Number two, always hit the road running. Wait. You don't wait until praise and worship is about to end before you come out. Otherwise, you won't have the time. You come out on the spot. And don't wait for who will come out. If nobody comes out and you come out alone, that is all right. All right? Dance your way back to your seat. Give the Lord a praise. In real life, that is important. Hit the road running. Celebrate for one more minute.